our friends with Fantasy Benefits.
Mike, how hard are you right now?
Oh, man, I've been hard since you said, hi, welcome to Friends with Fantasy Benefits podcast.
Yeah, I'm a degenerate, so...
Man, there's nothing wrong with that. I respect that. We are friends with Fantasy Benefits. That's just because you're a Cub fan and you're a biased here.
You don't hate the Cubs, but I hate the Sox. Figures me out.
What do they do? What do they do to you, man? Just because they won a World Series before you? Well, suck it up.
We are friends with Fantasy Benefits.
I don't mean to be a jerk, but your pronunciation on some of these guys is even worse than Justin Mason's, and that's saying something.
We are friends with Fantasy Benefits.
Welcome to episode number, who gives a crap, of the Friends with Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. I am your host, Eli Rosenzweig, and joining me today for today's DFS show is Wes Anderson from Today's Knuckleball. How you doing today, Wes?
I'm doing great, Eli. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. For those who didn't listen last week when you joined us, why don't you give us some of your DFS credentials and where people can find you?
I dabble in all DFS sports, but certainly baseball and football is where I find most of my success. In terms of my work, you can find my football stuff on todayspigskin.com. And then for baseball, todaysknuckleball.com. Each day I post a free FanDuel cash game lineup there, so you can find that each and every day.
I feel like you should be writing for a basketball website that's like todaysrock.com or something like that. Does that exist, or am I making that up?
We have a you're putting me on the spot here. I hate basketball, so today's fast break.
Yeah, that works. I like mine better. All right, just a reminder that we are sponsored by officialfantasyrings.com. Customize your ring for your league. Use the promo code FWFB at checkout, and you will get 20% off. Previously, it was 10% off, so you nice little double-up bonus there. So definitely check that out. Trophies are so, you know, like 10 years ago for fantasy. Get yourself a ring. Be unique. Be creative. And check out officialfantasyrings.com. All right, why don't we move on to the pitchers on the slate? I looked at it, and I was not very impressed with the depth. I didn't find a lot of cheap guys that I could count on. I didn't really like some of the expensive guys. How did you view the pitchers this time?
Yeah, tomorrow, it feels like the last few days, pitching has just been terrible, where it's almost worth just fading the whole thing and going cheap. You know, for Monday night, I played the kid from Atlanta. I can't draw a name right now.
I don't even know. I never play Mondays. I don't like short, small slates. I like bigger slates.
I'm a degenerate, so...
Man, there's nothing wrong with that. I respect that.
Whalen. I'm sorry, Whalen. He cost me, on FanDuel, he cost me $6,500, and I got 30 points out of him.
Yeah, quality start with 7Ks. There you go.
Yeah, I say it's just been a weird week with pitching. I think he's going to be a little bit different. I think he kind of got to go big tomorrow and go ahead and lead with Scherzer. You know, and I know it's not an ideal matchup with the Indians. They've been hot. The thing I like about Scherzer is you can always count on those strikeouts. You know, he may give up four runs or whatever, but you know you got those strikeouts sitting in your back pocket. Looking back at some of the history that the Cleveland's had with Scherzer, they've really struggled. They're batting .135 and 133 career bats, 36 strikeouts. So I think, again, while it's not ideal, I think with the way tomorrow lays out, I think you got to really consider starting there.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. There's just not a lot of guys you can count on. I just worry about, are there enough cheap bats that you're able to do it with to your liking? Are you going to have an offense that you like?
You know, the nice thing that we'll have is I never play the all-day slate, and I know that on DraftKings you have the opportunity to do your late swaps and those things. But I just don't like doing the all-day one. So I'm skipping right over the Coors game tomorrow, which that way I don't have to pay Coors tax, which will make it a bit easier to fit in Scherzer. You know, certainly the price tag is not ideal. But I just don't – they're in that middle ground where I like to hang out. I just don't see a lot that I like for today.
Right, what about the other top price pitcher? And that'd be my favorite player of all time, Chris Sale. Are you rolling him out for 12,200, or are you kind of avoiding that one? Obviously, you can't do both. There's no way you can do that.
Yeah, you know, as I kind of piece my lineup together, if that $700 means something, I won't be scared to go off Chris Sale. I know that he's got a history against the Royals where they've pretty much owned him.
Yep.
In the but they're terrible right now. And so they don't really scare me. You know, Chris Sale, he looked really great in his last outing. He went 8 innings and gave you kind of what the 10 strikeouts, gave you the normal Chris Sale type of outing that you've looked forward to. So I'd have no problem rolling him out to save that extra $700.
All right. How about some of the guys a little bit below him, Estrada and Greinke? I'm definitely avoiding Greinke. I'm not a huge fan of picking guys straight off the DL. Greinke wasn't too good in his rehab starts, and he even said himself that it takes him a while to get going after a long layoff due to injury. So I'm definitely avoiding that one. But Estrada's a guy that's really underrated. It does seem like a pretty hefty price for him, but he's on a good team. He's playing Tampa Bay, and this is a guy that gets a fair amount of strikeouts. So are you considering Estrada?
Yeah, you know what? I probably won't have many shares, if any, of him. But I wouldn't fault you if you went with him. Vegas absolutely loves him. You know, the line opened up at 165 in his favor. You know, the Blue Jays are going to score him some runs against Smiley. So I don't think it's a terrible option at all.
All right, what about some of the guys in just below 10,000? The three that caught my eye were Rick Porcello, Kenta Maeda, John Lackey. Are there any of those three that you really like him?
I think again, Lackey is another guy that Vegas is going to love with Weaver going for the Angels. You can almost pencil that W in. And on a site like DraftKings, that doesn't matter as much as some of the others. But I wouldn't have any problem going there. I really like Maeda going into tomorrow night. I could see going $700 on him.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love Lackey and Maeda in this one. I couldn't quite afford the big guns, so that's the duo I went with. I went with Lackey and Maeda. Like you said, he's pretty much a lock for a win. The guy's a pretty much a quality start machine. We'll get you 6+ Ks. And then Maeda, Philly ranks 28th in OPS versus righties, and Maeda isn't really considered a strikeout guy, but I think he's got 9 per 9. So, I mean, that works. Plus the game's in L.A., and that place is a goddamn joke. Anyone can pitch there. So anytime I could throw someone in L.A., I try to do it. Are there any cheap guys you like? Because I looked through, and not a lot of guys really stood out to me. I'm not a big Matt Moore fan. That's a decent price, I suppose, but he just walks too many guys. He can't go deep into games because he runs his pitch counts high. Any guys that you like down there?
I don't know if like is the right word.
Any guys you can tolerate? How about that?
If you're willing to take a risk, I kind of have my eye on Brandon Finnegan.
Wow, that is a risk.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know on the surface you're like, what are you talking about? Earlier I was just about how Vegas loves this guy and Vegas loves this guy. Vegas hates Finnegan tomorrow. The Cardinals opened up at -172. But hear me out on this one. Over his last two starts, he has scored at least 23.3 points on DraftKings. In his short history against the Cardinals, he's held them to a .164 batting average. Not a ton of strikeouts, about 25% of those 61 at bats ended up with a punch. So again, not something you probably tie up in a cash game, but certainly if you're building towards a GPP, just a guy to keep an eye on if you need some salary relief at 6,700.
Yeah, then you know what? Other than Piscotty, that this is a team that doesn't really hit lefties well. That even with Piscotty mashing lefties, they're ranked 24th in OPS against lefties. So that is a lineup you kind of don't mind attacking with a lefty. So I kind of like that. But I don't think I have the balls to do it. But I like the call. All right, we'll move on to the catchers. I'm sick of these crappy pitchers that we're talking about. I only have a couple catchers that really interest me. What do you got that caught your eye?
You know what? Not a ton, to be honest with you, the catcher position for me. You know, off the bat, you're going to hear me say a lot about the Cubs today. Not be, not only because I'm a Cubs fan, but Jared Weaver.
Yes, I may or may not have some Cubs highlighted on my my notepad.
I mean, if there's a thing that's a gas can, now that Lincecum has been designated, it's Jared Weaver. Feel comfortable attacking him not only with the catcher position, but any position certainly that you feel. So with that in mind, I like Contreras quite a bit. You know, his price is ideal. You know, he's $3,900. But I think against Jared Weaver, you can pay up again if it fits as you go.
I think my favorite of the day is Mike Zunino at $2,900. I know it's a small sample size, but the guy's murdering the ball. He's slugging .762 right now, and I'm really not impressed by Daniel Norris. I think down the road maybe he'll be a good pitcher, but right now he's kind of a mess. So I think Zunino is a great guy for some cheap power, and it's certainly a guy to put in there if you're paying up for the Scherzers and the sales. What do you think about I like another guy at $3,900. You mentioned Contreras. What about Gattis? Yeah, he crushes lefties. He's slugging 161 points higher against lefties. Would you roll Gattis against Santiago?
I would have no problem with it. I Gattis is a guy that always finds a way into my GPP lineups because if he's going to get a hit, it's probably a home run. If you're comfortable with the three strikeouts before that home run comes, I wouldn't fault you at all. You know, Santiago is a guy, another one of these guys that you can feel real comfortable attacking because he's just not very good. Both the lefties and righties, there's really not much of a difference with him. He's allowing a 321 wOBA to lefties and a 323 wOBA to righties. So you can attack him kind of however you feel fit. This has struggled historically against Santiago. I don't put a ton into BVP, but it's certainly something I kind of keep an eye on. He's 3-16 in his career against him. I probably won't pay up for that, but certainly he's a guy that I like because of the power potential.
I also like Wellington Castillo, $3,800. He's slugging .651 versus lefties. I mean, that's really all that you need to know. 337 versus righty, so never play this guy against a righty, even if it's Jared Weaver. But against a lefty, I'd roll him out there. What do you think about Sandy Leon? I don't believe in this whatsoever, but for $3,100, he's about the hottest catcher in baseball right now, essentially. Would you consider him?
Yeah, you got to wonder when when it's going to kind of come crashing back down to earth for him. But I'm a big believer in hot streaks. And I tend to ride them out quite a bit. So I could see certainly rolling with him. I'd have no problem with that at all.
Yeah, it makes me sick as a Red Sox hater, but
right?
Somehow he's getting the job done. I will move on to first base. We won't even bother mentioning Rizzo. If you can afford him, get him in there. $5,400 is expensive, but it's Jared Weaver like we talked about. So get as many Cubs in there as you can. Some of the other big name first basemen I really like, Edwin Encarnacion at $4,800. What do you think about Jose Abreu at $4,300? He seems to be heating up. I know it's been a disappointing year for him, but he's got four homers in his last 10 games. His stats are starting to look a little bit more Jose Abreu-like. Are you considering rolling with Abreu these days, or are you still kind of avoiding him?
He's one of these guys that I can't ever seem to get right. When he started to get hot, I didn't play him. Then the next day, it's a home run. But I think you can feel comfortable with him. Even though he's right-handed, he's better against righties than he is lefties.
Yeah, which is really strange to me. It's kind of like Correa. Correa can't hit lefties either for some reason.
Yeah, right. It's not like the Royals are going to roll out, Cy Young tomorrow. Vasquez is certainly a guy you can do some damage against. So if that money fits right for you, I can't argue with you.
Who else caught your fancy at first base other than Rizzo?
I like if we can stay with the White Sox there.
That's my team, baby.
I don't know if we can finish this here.
Uh-oh. What's your
team? I'm a Cubs guy.
Well, you know, whatever. I don't hate the Cubs because I'm not from Chicago. I'm from Boston, so I don't have a hatred for the Cubs.
All right. Well, we can continue then.
Well, that's good.
You know, a guy that I kind of like for tomorrow is going to be Freeman attacking Willie Peralta. Another guy that is a punching bag for sure.
Yeah, he really is.
You know, Freeman's kind of heating up a little bit as well here. Joey Votto seems like another guy that you can go. You know, I don't. But again, if you're gonna go all the way up to 500 or 5200, if you can, I don't know if you don't just up to Rizzo when you get to that point. Ortiz crushes righties. He really crushes righties at Boston. You know, and I know he's cold right now. Came out of the game on what, Sunday?
Yeah.
Is that right? You know, so some options there at the higher end. Certainly Victor Martinez a little bit lower. I kind of like Chris Davis as well. So I think you've got a lot of options at first base.
You mentioned how Willie Peralta is a punching bag. He is so bad that DraftKings has Tyler Flowers, who's on the DL, by the way, priced at 4,200, the second most expensive catcher. That's how bad Willie Peralta is.
Yeah, and don't get me started on pricing in DFS this year. It's been unbelievable.
It really has been. Also, I was shocked to see Paul Goldschmidt at 4,300. I feel like he's been quiet lately, but against a lefty, like he's slugging 585 against lefty. I know Steven Matz is good, but I'll roll Goldschmidt out for 4,300 against anybody.
Yeah, a lot of that's probably the park shift with, you know, the Met, you know, what's Met? It's not Shea anymore. What is it?
City Field. Yeah.
Star. Yeah. It's a pitcher friendly place. He's been cold. But again, it is Goldschmidt, you know, a guy that he's not going to not hit forever, you know, so.
Exactly. What do you think about Eric Hosmer? I would never do it. I hate the lefty-lefty. Every time someone else on this podcast suggests a lefty against another lefty, I get angry. And obviously, you never want to put a lefty against Sale. But Hosmer did pop two homers against Sale last time out. So are you even considering Hosmer for 3,300?
In addition to those two home runs, lifetime in 39, hitting 359 against him.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But no, I'm not touching that.
Yeah, me neither. But it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, second base. Actually had a lot of people there written down. A lot of guys interest me. Three of the top tier guys: Dozier for 52, Altuve for 49, and Kinsler for 48. In the case of Altuve and Kinsler, they're both facing lefties, and they crush lefties. Altuve slugging 619 against lefties. Kinsler slugging 550. And Dozier's one of the hottest hitters in baseball right now. He's better against lefties. He's facing a righty in this one, but he's red hot. Of those three, is there anyone in particular that you want to play?
I really like Dozier tomorrow, or tonight, today, I'm sorry, excuse me. You know, Fears is, again, a guy that you shouldn't be intimidated by at all. Dozier's been for the last couple of weeks now. I feel real good rolling him out, being willing to pay up for that price. The only circumstance where maybe you don't want to pay up for him is just what you said. There's a lot of second basemans to like, so maybe you can buy some salary relief by going down somewhere else. But if you're not worried about salary position, he's the guy for me.
Yeah, and around the $4,000 range, to save a little bit of money, there were three guys that I kind of liked. Devin Travis at 4,100. He's pretty much just as hot as Dozier right now. Trey Turner at 4,000. You could also play him in the outfield if need be. And Jonathan Scope at 3,700. I know he's really cooled off, but that's a great price for a power hitting second baseman. Of those three, who do you like?
I'm going to stay with the expensive guy again. I know that's – I'm not really stepping out here with you any, but Travis has just been lights out right now. Walks into a great matchup against Smiley. He has been leading off. So he's got plenty of opportunities to score some runs. So Travis is the guy for me.
Are you worried at all that he hasn't been hitting lefties that much this year? Previously, he was kind of – I mean, last year in his rookie year, he was crushing lefties. Not so much this year. Does that worry you at all? It doesn't really worry me.
Yes and no. It's something I've been aware of as I kind of build lineups. But I'm such a believer in hot streaks. that when a guy's going, to me, he's going, regardless of who you throw out against him. So I'm willing to overlook that, especially in such a small sample size. You know, he hasn't been playing since April. So it's tough for me to really know how much to weigh that without it being over a course of many months as opposed to a shorter time period.
In terms of the really cheap guys, there's only one that I saw that interested me, and that'd be Jorge Polanco of the Twins for $3,300. It's not a very exciting play, but he's got some speed. He's a decent hitter. I think he might be moving up in the order. If he's betting atop the lineup in any way, in like first or second spot, then I think you got to consider it. If he's on the bottom of the order, then definitely don't do it. Were there any cheap guys that you saw?
You know what? There weren't really any that I fell in love with, unfortunately. Second base is a position that I usually feel pretty comfortable punting, but nothing really stuck out as somebody that I was comfortable throwing out there. You know, I should still get something here. You know, with 3,200, you know, maybe Josh Harrison. He's, you know, it's only been over the course of the last two games, but he has scored double-digit fantasy points or draft points, I'm sorry, in each of those games. He's been batting leadoff, but not a guy that I love, just a guy that I could see having success tomorrow.
All right, let's move over to third base. Not a lot of guys here I liked either. Let's see. I got obviously Machado at 5,100, hit three homers the other day. Let's see what he does on Monday night. I love Josh Donaldson. 4,400 is a great price. He's a lefty murderer. Drew Smiley, we talked about. We kind of like picking on him. He's also 8 for 17 with three homers off Smiley. So he was definitely my number one third baseman on the board. Who's your favorite player at third?
Donaldson's my guy.
Yeah.
For sure. If you want to go a little cheaper, Valencia. He's killed lefty pitching.
Oh, I missed that one. Yes, I love Valencia against lefties.
You know, the problem that I have is he's really cooled down of late. You know, they sat him there for a while to give the, I forget the kid's name, but give that kid for the future. And since then, it seems like he hasn't been going like he was. But again, with the video game-like numbers he was putting up, he's a guy that when he sees a lefty, I instantly kind of gravitate towards him, at least to the point where I'm going to consider him.
Yeah, Max Muncy was the name we were looking for. Let's see. What about Miguel Sano at 4,400? I know there was some talk that he might get sent down to AAA, but he hit two homers the other day, and he's facing the immortal Mike Fire. So you're rolling out with Miguel Sano.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big Sano guy. I love his power upside each and every night. So he's a guy that regardless of who he's facing, I feel pretty good about that. But with Fears allowing a 347 wOBA, I really like him for this one.
One cheap guy that I always consider is Todd Frazier. I'm kind of sick of this guy. I mean, but anytime you could, you know, pick a guy who's basically leading the majors in homers for 3,700, you got to consider it no matter how bad his batting average is. What's your experience been with Frazier this year in DFS?
You know what? I don't touch him. I feel
that's just because you're a Cub fan and you're a biaser.
Yeah, you don't hate the Cubs, but I hate the Sox. You figured me out.
What did I do wrong? What did they do? What did they do to you, man? Just because they won a World Series before you? Well, suck it up.
No, you know what? I'm mostly a cash games player. And his lack of consistency is just brutal for me.
Yeah,
and so that's really where me and him have a disconnect. I love watching him in the home run derby. You know, I love the plan he has, the slow pitch. But when it comes to my DFS lineups, he doesn't come near him.
All right, I'll let you off the hook on that one. I can't really blame you. You're not wrong in anything you said. Is there any other third baseman cheap or expensive that you like?
You know, I'd give Aaron Hill a look tomorrow. Against the Yankees.
Oh, we're giving way too much love to the Red Sox in this podcast, and I'm feeling uncomfortable.
I don't even like the Red Sox. That's the worst part.
All right, well, that's good.
But, you know, I mean, they've got one of the highest totals on the board for tomorrow. He's been pretty decent for them. Comes at a great price. Has a nice matchup with Severiano, who's allowing a 383 wOBA to righties. And at that price, again, I think there's some work that can be done if you decide to go with one of those bigger priced pitchers there.
I don't mean to be a jerk, but your pronunciation on some of these guys is even worse than Justin Mason's, and that's saying something.
Oh, listen, this is a lie. I was going to say this is one of my biggest faults, but it's not even close to one of my biggest. So if you can imagine.
No, it's completely irrelevant. Everyone knows every name you've misspoken. Everyone knows who you're talking about. It's just funny on this podcast because Justin is notorious for getting names wrong. So it's fun to point out when other people do it too. I'm sure I screw up names from time to time too. So, you know, it is what it is.
I'll be on the lookout now.
Yeah, I gotta have to be extra careful now. All right, at shortstop, I love Xander Bogaerts. I think I nailed that one. I think that might be my favorite play on the board at shortstop. Obviously, Machado's a stud, but Bogaerts for $1,000 cheaper, yeah, sign me up for that one. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I just gave Bob the love on Aaron Hill. It's the same story there with him as well.
See, I also love Marcus Semien. Kind of like how you mentioned, any time that you see Valencia's facing a lefty, you gravitate to him. I kind of do the same with Semien. $3,600 is a great price. He's got a lot, you know, elite power for a shortstop. He's got some speed. Yeah, he's not a great average hitter, but who cares? You don't need that from your shortstop in DFS. So, do you like Semien at that price?
Yeah, again, with the power upside, again, depending on what type of lineup you're building. For me, again, he's a GPP play, again, because... Mm-hmm. It's a very hit or miss type of thing, but against a lefty, it's always him and Valencia when we see a lefty on the board.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that's on pace for 30 plus homers and around 15 steals. You see, not many shortstops are capable of that, and the ones that are usually much more expensive than $3,600. So I love Semien against lefties. What do you think about Orlando Arcia at $3,500? I think they moved him up to the two hole the other day, and if he stays at that spot, I kind of like that price for a guy that could score some runs, maybe steal a base. He's got a little bit of pop. Are you rolling him out at, or are you going to wait for him to kind of put up some numbers before you start considering him in DFS?
No, I'm all in. I'm a huge proponent of spot in the lineup, the batting order. So if he's going to lock down this two hole, I think now it's been the last two nights where he's been in the two hole, I'm locking him in, especially against the Braves Jenkins tomorrow. Now I know it's been a very small sample size, but I'm lit up by everybody, lefty or righty. So he's a guy tomorrow that you're trying to buy some salary. He's my guy.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be in the two hole the rest of the year unless he struggles mightily. I just think he's kind of tailor-made for the, you know, leadoff spot or the two-hole. He's that kind of hitter, so I really like him the rest of the way. Let's see, who else we got at short? What about Tulo at $3,200? I know Tulo's not the same Tulo, but for $3,200 against a lefty, I think that's pretty good.
And, you know, I don't have the number in front of me right now, and I should, but his ISO against lefties this year...
It's not that good, is it?
I think it is, actually.
Oh, it is good, all right.
I think it's either at 200 or above 200, which is a pretty strong ISO number. That's kind of like my goal, my baseline. If it 200 above is something I consider, anything less than 200, you know, unless you're a stolen base guy, I kind of throw you to the side.
Any other shortstops that we should mention? Because I only had four on my list to talk about. Do you have anyone else you wanted to add?
What's the Brewers?
Arcia, we already talked about. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, you mean Villar?
Villar, I'm sorry. He's a guy now, again, you're going to have to pay up for him, which you probably won't be able to do if you choose, you know, to go with a Scherzer or a Sale. But he's just stealing bases at an unbelievable clip right now. I think he's up to 45 already.
43. He's got seven in his last 10 games. And somehow this guy's got a 391 OBP. This is insane.
Yeah.
How's this happening?
Yeah, I don't know. I got no explanation for it. But he's, again, I don't know if that's the price that's going to allow you to get up to him. But I certainly wouldn't argue with you if you wanted to pay up.
Yeah, it's reasonable considering what he's done this year and the fact that he's facing Jenkins. But it's just so hard to pull the trigger on a guy like Villar for $5,000 when you got a stud like Bogaerts for $900 cheaper. It's just so hard to do it. All right, why don't we move on to the outfield? I always hate talking about the outfield because there's always a million names that you can touch on. Give me a couple that jumped off the page to you right off the bat.
Bats, Joey Bautista is the guy that I'm looking at hard for tonight. I'm sorry. At 4,200, I know his price jumped quite a bit. You know, I think 2 days ago he was 3,500.
That's still an elite power hitter for a pretty reasonable price. So even with that jump, it's still pretty solid.
Yeah, so he's a guy that I'm in on.
Man, I feel like we both suspect Smiley's going to give up like 15 runs this game.
I know. I almost feel bad about it, but
no, I don't.
Not that much.
Poor Mike Werner with that terrible Tampa Bay Rays team. Although I can't really talk, the White Sox suck. It must be nice to be a Cubs fan, you jerk. All right, let's see. I think my favorite outfield plays are... I love Ozuna at 4,500. He's slugging .691 versus lefties. And Matt Moore, I'm just not a big Matt Moore fan. I used to be. He's good. I think he's been getting overrated. People are acting like he's some savior to the Giants. Give me a break. Guy pitches 5 innings every damn time. I also love Piscotty at 4,300. He's hitting .337 versus lefties with a .644 slug. So love him against lefties. Chris Davis at 4,300 as well. Wade Miley loves giving up home runs. I'm not a big Davis fan, but he does have legit power. George Springer at 4,200 I like. Nelson Cruz versus a lefty for 4,900. What about Yasmani Tomas? I know it seems ridiculous to pay $5,000 for a guy like that, but he is slugging .622 versus lefties, and he's been really hot the last couple weeks. What do you think about Yasmani?
I'm not getting on that train.
Yeah.
I don't like to target hitters in New York. That ballpark, it scares me. I don't want to say it scares me, but it turns me off.
What ballparks turn you on? That's what I want to know.
Right. that Colorado.
Oh, yeah. I heard that's a good park to hit in.
That looks all right. Your Chicago team's park is always in the top of the park shift. So there's a few out there that get me excited, but not City Field.
Personally, PNC Park gets me excited, and I'm visually excited. I just think it's the most beautiful park in baseball. But everyone seems to think the Giants have the best park. I say screw that. PNC's number one.
I'm a big fan of the Cabinet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a very nice one. No doubt.
That's old, but it's old now. It's not one of the new ones anymore.
True. Still great, though. You're right. Let's see. What about Mookie Betts at 5,500? I feel like anytime you can afford him, you got to try to sneak him in that lineup because he's red hot again. And once he gets hot, there's no stopping that guy.
Yeah, again, if what happens, what we think is going to happen, or I seem to happen, I seem to be on every Red Sox today. I got no problem with that at all.
Were there any cheap guys that you liked? Because I only saw two. I want to see if you have the same two that I have. Do you got anybody?
Let me see what I got here for you. I like Braun. That's the opposite of cheap. You know what? I tell you what. I kind of like, we'll stick with your White Sox here, Adam Eaton tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Again, depending on what type of game you're trying to play, I think he's more of a cash game guy than your GPP because he doesn't have that power upside. You know, you're not going to get two home runs out of him, probably not one. So you don't play him in those games. But cash, I like playing him in the cash games.
The two cheap guys that stood out to me were Franklin Gutierrez at 3,700. He's really good against lefties. I feel like any time he gets one at-bat, against a righty, the manager should be fired because that guy is not a major league hitter against righties. But against lefties, for some weird reason, he crushes. And also Lorenzo Cain for 3,300. I know he's just coming off the DL and it's been a little bit of a lost year for him. But for 3,300 against a lefty, I know it's Sale. But again, Cain is 17 for 49 lifetime off Sale. So he sees him well. He hits lefties well. The price is great. He's got some power. He's got some speed. I think that's a great play. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I'm not buying the Royals at all.
I feel like you're jinxing this, man. Sale's going to get rocked. I hate you for this. If Sale gets rocked, I blame you.
I just hope he throws a fit afterwards.
Well, that's definitely going to happen. Win or lose, he's probably going to have some type of tantrum. What's going to happen is what's always going to happen. He's going to pitch a gem, and then David Robertson's going to fucking choke it in the ninth, and then Sale's going to go crazy. And I don't blame him at this point. Because if Robertson blows another Chris Sale win, I'm going to be furious.
Yeah, right. He's terrible.
He's not terrible. He's just had some like epic blow-ups this year. For the most part, he's been okay. But it's like, I mean, I guess if you have four epic blow-ups, you've had a bad year. But I still like Robertson. He's just really frustrated me with a couple of his blow-ups. But whatever. At this point, I almost hope the White Sox lose every single game that Sale and Quintana don't pitch, because I want them to have a better draft pick. Any other outfielders that we need to touch on before we get into our premier lineups?
Not really. You want to stay with the Mariners there? You mentioned Goots. Nelson Cruz is another guy that always hits to lefty as well.
Love that one.
You know, Mike Trout is every day gets a nod. One guy that I think might go a little under-owned tomorrow, or today, I'm sorry, will be Billy Hamilton.
Man, he's been running wild.
And you know, Molina's got this reputation, but his numbers this year don't match the reputation. So I don't know if some people will be turned off of him tomorrow, and that kind of gives you an opportunity to sneak in there. But I kind of like him. The stolen bases to me is an edge, I think, that you can take advantage of. I hate being so reliant on home runs. You know, we talked earlier about like Gattis. I'm always drawn to him, and I hate it because I know he has to hit a home run to do something for me. You know, where with Hamilton, if he hits a single, I know he's going to steal at least one, maybe two bases, score a run. There's kind of some more options there to grab some points.
He's got six steals in his last two games. The guy's a monster.
And he's moved up in the lineup as well, which certainly has helped him out.
Quiz, what catcher did Hamilton steal his first career base off of?
Oh, geez, I have no idea.
Yadier Molina. That's right.
Oh, well, there you go.
Exactly. He's probably going to torch Molina on Tuesday. So, yeah, I kind of like that play. It is tough to pay $4,900 for a guy that has no power whatsoever, but he is red hot right now, and he's the kind of guy that doesn't need to hit homers to be really valuable in DFS. So I like that one. All right, so why don't we get into our premier lineups? Why don't you start things up on who you got in your premier lineup?
Okay, so we'll go. I'm gonna, like I said at the open when we were talking about pitching, I am gonna go ahead and ride with Scherzer and Finnegan. I'm gonna go with the Yankees Sanchez at catcher.
Ooh, I like that. What's the price on that one?
$2,500.
Shit, I missed that. I think at some point I'm just like, yeah, I can't. What's the point of scrolling any further down? There's no way there's gonna be anyone relevant, and I missed that one. That's a great one. Love that.
He hasn't been bad.
Nope.
And he's so cheap.
Yep, and he's a solid hitter. So he's got some power. He might get a couple hits, a run. I love that price.
Victor Martinez at first base. Aaron Hill at second. Josh Donaldson at third base. Bogey at short. Joey Bats, Goots, and Baltimore's Kim will round out my outfield.
Well, I like that. That's a better offense than I was suspected with Scherzer, so I really like what you did there. I went with Lackey and Maeda at pitcher, Zanino at catcher, Goldschmidt at first, Polanco at second, although I do have $300 left over, so I'm probably going to make a change or two before I submit this lineup. Josh Donaldson at third, Marcus Semien at short, and my outfield is Lorenzo Cain, Marcelo Ozuna, and Steven Piscotty. So, yes, I feel like taking your money today. No, I think I might like your lineup better, but I'm confident with mine. All right, well, thanks. Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us, man. I really appreciate it, especially on short notice. I let you know out of the blue, hey, you want to do this podcast? And you were game, so I appreciate you coming on.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I like hopping on and talking DFS with you guys.
Well, so I'm sure I'll ask you again next week because our Cam is out for a couple weeks. He's got no internet at his new place, so we're going to need some fill-in. So I'll probably hit you up next week.
This sounds great.